And we welcome you all back to another episode of Silk Talk. My name is Silk, and I'm here with the beautiful, the talented. I tell y'all, she's so talented. I love her. I respect her so much. Tell them who you are.
Hey, everyone. I am Elizabeth, and I'm an artist, and I'm sensitive about my shit.
Okay. Oh, we finna have fun. Yeah, so normally what we do here, we start with our intro, we get into the main topic, and then the outro. For our intro today, we're going to use something that's modern in what is being talked about, which is abuse in relationships. You want to hit them with the example we were talking about before?
Yeah, so everybody knows the situation going on with Diddy and Cassidy, right? So when she dropped that bombshell, people asking, oh, why did it take her so long? And there was no proof. But baby, there's proof now. Mm-hmm. The video came out.
It's on the news.
It's on the news.
On the social media
platform.
CNN
dropped that. And what you gonna say now?
Lock him up. Because and it's crazy. A lot of things go into abuse when it comes to relationships. A lot of people sit on the sidelines and they don't know the mental part of being abused. They say, oh, he hit you and you still there. Before we gonna get to the part where the man's gonna hit you, there would have been a series of gaslighting,
love bombing,
manipulating.
Yes.
Before we even get to the part where he hits you and inciting fear in you so much to the point where you feel like if you leave, you're done.
Yep. And you have nobody else but me, so you can't leave.
Cut you away from family, friends, slowly isolating you. There's a whole process to this.
It's a whole process.
He first gets into your mind and then gets into your body. And people don't understand that.
They don't. I mean, I've never been in that situation, but I've seen on the outside. So I think it could be like love bombing first, right? You meet a guy. So this goes down the same path of, whoa, you should have choose better. You should pick the guys better. How would you know?
You wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know until you get in that situation and you're like, damn, like this is really happening.
And a lot of people be like, you would know because of the signs. They fake it.
They fake it.
Good actors. And the Oscar goes to.
I've had a narcissist before, and I've never dealt with one before in my adult dating life, right? And I was like, this is weird. But being older, I had discernment. And I was like,
that's the word.
This ain't right. This ain't right. I'm too old to be manipulative. Like, come on, let's go. It's not going to work. But
the isolating of friends and family, where they make you feel like you're doing too much by hanging around with your friends, you're doing too much by talking to your family members, that is him slowly getting into your mind. And once he conquers you in your mind, you can't be saved.
Yeah.
So for those of you out there who haven't been through a similar situation where you feel like, oh, the girls, they take too long to come out and tell the people what's going on. You haven't been in that situation. So you don't know what it is and how it feels.
And from that video, it looks like she tried to leave.
She literally saw the girls run into the elevator to go.
And he dragged her. Oof. Like when I saw that video, it was kind of unbelievable, but it's kind of like everything she said is coming to light. That's probably not the only video.
There's tons more. I heard he paid the hotel to keep the video on a hush.
I'm sure. That's not going to happen. That's abuse.
And what's done in the dark comes into the light.
Same with Quavo. I don't know if Sweetie pressed charges, but
I'm pretty sure they try to keep that on the low. Because we didn't hear anything about that either.
That elevator incident, he swung her.
Somebody call Solange. Because Solange be the one doing the swing.
Yes. Solange. She ain't taking no prisoners, right?
If no
she
captives.
If she could do that to Jay-Z, baby.
Wonder Woman.
She gonna take Quavo and Diddy with the 1-2.
A 3-piece combo.
Let me tell you.
And don't forget the kick that she gets.
That's the type of friend you need in the corner.
You like Solange, he just hit me. She's like, I'm on my way.
And she come out the elevator. Beyonce come out
smiling.
Jay-Z come out his eye. It's like, come on.
It's crazy. So for anybody going through abuse,
yeah,
I pray for you. I send out my love, my light to you. It ain't easy, but the only thing we can do is pray for you. And we're asking God to help you out, giving you the guidance and the wisdom to come out of that situation
and get justice.
Because after you're out of that situation, please tell, pick up a phone and record and put on TikTok. Because one thing I'm going to do is share.
Yes.
Okay? So that's our little intro for the day. We're going to get into the main topic without wasting time. We are talking about dating in your prime years. Woo. And notice how we say prime years. Because for most of y'all out there talking about 28, 29, 30 and above is old. Please be for real. We're in our prime. Okay?
Super prime.
A super prime.
That's what I called it.
Okay. You wanna start it off? Let's start off with the challenges of it.
Challenges. Well, first of all, situationships. Okay. I feel like at my age, I'm too old for situationships. But the job that I came into, there's a lot of younger men who aren't ready for a relationship. And so I came out of a 6-year relationship with a man that's 8 years older than me. You know what I'm saying? He catered. He was everything a man should be. And I think coming out of that relationship, I was a little naive to, okay, my next relationship is going to be the same or better. But I'm over 30. And so having that mindset with this type of generation is not working out. It's not working out.
And a lot of people say, oh, date older. It's better if you date older. No, it's not. Because the older ones be on the same type of timing as the even worse these days. Older ones be trying to manipulate you and get you out of your comfort zone and use you and just dump you. They not ready.
Yeah, the dude I dated was 8 years older than me at the time. So I was 22. He was about 30, 31. And I remember he told me, he was like, I'm trying to mold you into the woman I want you to be.
Oh, the molding. The molding.
I said, okay.
Because what do you mean?
Yeah, like, okay. But how come you won't let me mold you into the man that I want you to be?
Oh, you can't do the molding.
You can't. I can't do the molding. Only him. And so at that young age, I was kind of like, like, okay, what do you want me to do? There was a point where I was like, okay, what do you want me to do? So he really couldn't give me an explanation. Okay. How can you lead? How can you tell me you want to mold me and if you can't even lead? So that's what I went through.
And age gaps, because we're talking about dating in our prime, you being younger at that point and him being older. How did you feel? I know you didn't feel like you were in control.
Not really. So he had been married, right?
Okay.
He has 2 kids.
We wonder why that didn't work out.
And he was an ex-Marine, so he's traveled. He's been married.
Seasoned.
He has kids. He's seasoned.
Experienced.
And so when he got with me, I was like trying to do everything and anything, like with my art and just trying to navigate the world. And he said, oh, well, I've already done that. I'm like, let's travel. Oh, I've already traveled. I said, but you haven't traveled with me.
Right.
That's not fair.
And that's what the older people, the age gaps, when he's older or when she's older and the other person is younger, they've already experienced the life
already
that
experienced.
You're trying to experience, you know? So when you try to do it, they're like, oh, you're being childish. No, they're not being childish.
I've already done that.
No, they're not being childish. They're trying to live because you lived some time ago.
I couldn't even get him to get a passport. So he was into the latest J's, Gucci, Louis.
At 30 years old.
Yeah, 30 years old. But I said, hey, babe, let's get you a passport so we can travel. Oh, yeah, I'll get it. Never got
priorities all messed up.
Yes. I was like, that's not, I'm trying to like help us travel and like I was gonna pay for the
build
tickets,
experience,
right? Yeah. And you can't even get a passport, but your girl trying to buy a flight somewhere to Jamaica.
A big no.
I know. And that was me at a younger age. Now at an older age, still kind of the same way, but I kind of move differently.
Okay.
Because I used to cater to men.
You was that girl?
I was that girl. Like, I would buy guys whatever.
You was tricking.
I gifted men. Like, if I liked you, I bought you, like, these care packages. I bought a man. I helped him with the skin routine. Like, I was just showering men.
And I saw a quote. They say, you're such a people pleaser. Tell me 3 people who are pleased with you. You did all that pleasing for the men. And where's he at?
They gone. Gone.
Because one thing about a man, you give him the whole world, and if he wants to leave, he will still leave.
Let me tell you, I had a man tell me, oh, I've never been catered by a woman before. You haven't? Let me show you.
Let mama show you.
Let me show you how it feels to be catered. And I bought him stuff. I sent him different packages from Amazon. And I remember he got them, but he didn't tell me he got them, right? Did you get my packages? Yeah, I got them.
Are you going to say thank you?
Did you like them? Like,
are you going to give me feedback?
Yeah, giving me feedback. He was like, oh, thank you, babe. You know, I love them. I'm like, oh, okay.
I see what it is now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And I felt kind of stupid, yo. Stupid. Like, why would I buy a man like that so many gifts because he said he hasn't been catered? Now, was it game? I don't know. I liked him.
And
that was my boo.
One thing about it, and I tell most of my girlfriends this, if you buy a man a gift or you're taking care of a man, you're doing it out of the kindness of your heart.
Yeah, I didn't want nothing in return. He said he hadn't been catered. Let me show you. You don't have to give me anything in return.
Because I know you're not the 50-50 type of lady. If you got it, you got it.
If I got it, I got it.
You know, and you will pay for it. But the thing about men is that men want to be on the hunt. They want to be on the chase. So you're gifting him this. You're giving him care packages. You ordering stuff. Oh, you tricking big time for this man. He feels like he has you.
Yeah.
Hence, he is not in the chase mode or in the hunt mode.
Absolutely.
So he checks out mentally, and he's on the prowl for other girls. Whole time, he feels like he has you. And that's why a lot of people say, oh, you cheat on your girlfriend, but you say you love her. Yes, he loves you, but he's going to cheat on you because he wants to satisfy the end, that shit. You feel me?
Yeah. I learned my lesson. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Now, what we're not saying is don't buy gifts. You can buy gifts.
You can buy gifts.
Be reasonable about it. Be reasonable.
Don't go hard like me.
Wait till they put a ring on it. Let's talk about marriage and finding the right one.
Ooh, Lord.
In our prime years.
It's hard. Because I am celibate.
Oh.
I've been celibate for a year and a half.
And you bring us to a different subject, but we're going to talk about it. Being celibate and being in a relationship in this modern day generation where everybody wants to test drive the vehicle before they buy it.
But, like, I'm not celibate, like, all of a sudden, right? I've gone through some things. Like, I had to heal. It took me 2 years to heal from, like, the trauma of relationships. And I've been cheated on. Dude cheated on me, had a baby behind my back. So I had a lot of healing to do. I've had dudes break up with me. And next thing you know, like, they get married in the next couple months. You seen that movie, Good Luck Chuck? Or Good Luck Charlie?
Where he had like a bunch of girls and they were doing this thing.
Yeah, they would date him and nothing would happen. But as soon as they break up, they find the love of their life. Yeah, so women were dating him so they can find the love of their life. I felt like that was me. Dudes were talking to me and dating me for that energy or whatever I gave them so they can go off and find somebody else.
Because you are a good woman and you bring that energy to whatever person you're with, right? So that you show them, like you're saying, you're catering to them. You show them what a good woman is like. But because you make yourself so available, so readily available. Oh, he don't call you. Oh, you the one calling. Oh, you the one texting. You the one checking up. Oh,
but I've never chased. I've never chased.
Oh, let's get into that. Mm-hmm. She said, I'm going to care for you, but I'm not going to chase
you. Let me tell you, I had so many men tell me different things. Like, oh, you the perfect woman and you're so peaceful.
So put a ring on it if I'm the perfect woman so bad.
Nah. And then they go off with another girl. I had a dude, I really liked him. And as we were laying in bed or whatever, he was like, can a man be addicted to a toxic relationship?
Ooh.
I said, absolutely. Fast forward, he married that toxic relationship woman.
The chase.
It is what it is. He got two babies.
The chase. And I say this to the girls and the ladies out there. If you want to be locked in with a man or you want a man to be crazy over you, excite him with a chase. Let him feel like he's on the hunt, on the prowl. Oh, you're going to have him wrapped around your finger. Once you make him feel like, oh, you home, you're a loyal lady, you home.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I've had a problem with men chasing me because they don't. So this is what I don't do no more, right? I used to go after men. Like, I would approach you. If I like you, if I think you look good, I'm going to approach you. 9th grade, no lie, I asked the dude to be my boyfriend. And he was like, no, I'm good. I'm like, okay. So at that moment, I knew, like, I could walk up to a man, express my interest, and if he rejected me, I'd be like, okay.
So you're next, used to that.
I'm used to it, but I don't, I'm not very, like, I'm not strong with
would
it.
Would you propose to a man?
No.
Okay. Okay, because I thought you was far gone.
But I feel like if a woman likes what she sees, what's the problem with going to a man and introducing yourself?
I personally feel like this is a big problem.
I don't mind. If I'm at a club or at a bar and I see a good looking man sitting down, I'm going to go up there and talk to him.
You going up there is a problem. You can get him to come to you.
That's what you I got learned. The eyes. I stopped doing that. I stopped going to
men. Yeah, don't
now.
Get up. You can still get the man to come to you.
Dudes
use your energy.
Dudes don't come
do
to me.
Do the seduction. What happened to seduction these days?
Dudes are
you cross
afraid
your legs
to
a little bit. You
know.
Bat an eyelash a little bit.
I think dudes are afraid to come up to me. I haven't had a man. Unless they're drunk, men don't approach me.
Because men don't approach ladies who have an energy of confidence. And that's what you have.
Well.
Because a lion would not approach an animal like an elephant until they want to try it so bad.
Right.
No, no, I take that back. A boy would not go to a confident lady, but a man would. And with the job that we have, you said it yourself, we're surrounded by younger men, right?
Yeah.
They're boys. Right. We need to start putting you in places where we can see the man.
And that's true. Because let me tell you, when I was younger, so born and raised in Texas, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of dudes, a lot of younger dudes approach me. When I moved to New York, a lot of older men. I was like, maybe I was in the wrong place. Yep. You could be in the wrong place.
You can be in the wrong place. And yes. You, if you're watching this and you're listening to this and you feel like you're not finding the love of your life, you're just in the wrong neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Move.
And I had locks. When you have locks or a different hairstyle,
you're too confident for them.
Well, you attract a different type of man.
Ooh.
When I had my so I've never been into like the weave, like I wore weave, but when I had my afro and then I had locks, like I attracted a different type of man.
And that's why I heard somewhere that they said that the bad wig, soft lifestyle. The bad wig, the badder the wig, the softer the lifestyle, because the white man loved the lady, the black ladies with a bad wig. That's a low tip.
Oh, because a white man not going to tell a black woman that got a bad weave because he don't know.
Ooh.
He wouldn't know.
But a black man know.
A black man knows.
Ooh.
A white man just, they don't, how can I put it? They don't, they're not superficial. And I can say that because I had one white guy really like me.
He was ready.
He was ready. Like, he did a lot of stuff black brothers don't do. I'm sad. What he do? He send me flowers and some wine.
Ooh.
I say, I need somebody to cuddle with at night. What, he send me a big ass bear so I can sleep with at night. I'm talking about like it covered my whole bed. If I'm feeling some type of way,
he gonna take care of it.
He gonna take care of it.
And if there's a problem, they gonna address it.
Yes.
They gonna solve it.
But I just don't, like, I'm not physically attracted.
You want
to
a black man.
I want a brother. white guys can be cute, but I'm just not physically attracted. Here's the thing. I want to be able to roll over and look at my man and be like, look at his skin. Like, look at that sun. But you know, there's cute white boys out there. I'm not dogging white
guys. No pasta and lobster. You are.
First of all, I don't eat seafood. There's that. I'm the easiest date. I don't eat seafood and I don't eat steak.
You're not asking for too much.
I'm low high maintenance.
Oh, that's a new one for y'all. Low high maintenance.
Like, we can go to Pizza Hut. Okay. People talk about Cheesecake Factory. I think I've been once. I go to PF Chang's.
You're not asking for too much. And that's the thing, though. We being older, no. We being in our prime, because we're not old like that.
Yeah.
We being in a prime, the standards go down when you're in your prime or you're getting older. But don't let the standards go all the way down to hell.
No, no, absolutely not.
Please don't. Where you settle for anything coming your way, because your peace of mind is important. And now you're going to be sitting back. You're like, damn, I should have stayed single.
See? And if you get pregnant, don't get pregnant.
Don't get pregnant. And I know that ladies have a biological clock ticking. Woo! Freeze them eggs. Please freeze them eggs and take your time.
Well, also, I'm different because I don't want kids.
You want the kids.
I don't want kids.
Oh, you don't want the kids.
But here's the thing. I say I don't want kids, but also I never had a man where I could feel comfortable to be like, okay, maybe I would want kids with this man.
But you know,
but I'm not married.
You know the thing, though, if I know you're not physically attracted to the white man, but I've met a couple of white men that they said they don't want kids. They got they little things tied and whatnot. You got to...
I'll date a guy that has kids.
You gonna take a, you gonna be a stepmom to them kids?
I can be a stepmom. The kids gotta be 18 and up. I can't date nobody that got a 5-year-old. True story. I was talking to a dude. No lie. I was like, you got kids? He was like, yeah, I got a 10-year-old, 6-year-old, and an 8-month. I said, you got an 8-month baby? I said, why are you talking to me? You're not talking to your baby mom. She's like, well, if I was talking to her, I wouldn't be talking to you.
Ooh.
8-month-old baby.
And you're still out in the streets.
And you out in the streets. I had to block him.
And move on. Because if the standards go down in your older ages or in your prime and you feel, and that's another one, if you feel the need or you're too thirsty, and you want it so bad, you will turn a red flag into a green flag because you want it so bad.
Yeah. There's women out there who do that.
And it is, let me tell you, it's never that serious. Even though we're talking about love and the things to do with the heart and you want somebody to cuddle with in the night, it will never be that serious for you to ignore yourself and your self-worth and your self-respect to the point where you just settle down for anything.
But I feel like those may be the women who aren't really happy with themselves.
And
I'm super happy with myself. I have fun. I travel. Like, I do a lot of things. I can be alone. COVID happened. Everybody freaking out, being out.
We was just fine.
I was perfectly fine.
You were thriving, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. I can be alone. I love myself. So
self-confidence and self-worth and self-love plays a very huge role in dating when you're in your prime years or in your 30s or in your 40s, wherever case may be. Don't feel the need to be pressured to have kids.
Look at Ashanti.
Thriving.
She over 40?
And thriving.
Thriving. She got a baby on the way.
And if you engaged. And if you believe, like the way we believe that, you know, children are a gift and they're from above, you can be 90 and still have a kid. You can be 50 and still have a kid.
Yeah.
That's if you want to. Don't let the pressures of you wanting to have a kid make you settle down with just anybody. Because now you stuck with that person that you had the kid with for 21 years and up. Because that's how long the kid gonna grow. You know?
Yep. Couldn't be me.
We're going to have to do a second episode to this because we haven't even started yet. We just scratching the surface of it. Okay. But we're going to bring this episode to an end with our main topic. And we're going to continue with a second episode right after, or part two of this right after. Let's get into our outro. And we were talking about something before.
Yes.
Your connection to art. Get into that for me.
So I love art. I've been doing art since I was little. So I just progressed. I think I get it from my dad. He was an artist. He liked to color and draw and stuff. So I think I get that creative side from my dad. And just growing up, just drawing, just for the fun. And then I realized I had a skill for it. I just continued to draw through college. And then I had my own cartoon show. It's called Stuck in the Middle. It's basically about me and my brothers, you know, growing up in the suburbs. Because let me tell you, we didn't get out the mud. I did not get out the mud. I had a single mom working two jobs. And we didn't need for nothing. And so that's where my cartoon derives from. And, I had a lot of close calls with pitching my ideas to Nickelodeon. Even pitching my idea to Roc Nation.
Somebody get Beyonce on the phone for my girl here. Beyonce, if you're watching this, we love you, baby.
I know, right?
Okay.
So I've had a lot of close encounters with pitching my idea. It just never got over that threshold. And so I'm still working on it. You know?
And I tell you, don't give up.
No.
Because the beauty of art is that even though we're pursuing it to hope that one day it might turn into a full-time thing for us where we can do what we love constantly, you know, you're in the face of you're doing it for fun
right.
while you have a day job. And I tell you, don't quit. Don't quit because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know. Somebody might stumble on your page, even though you might have, what, 5 followers? You don't know. And right. You don't know the workings of God. And you know, what these days they say, the universe, you don't know. You don't know. It might happen for you.
Right.
And that's what I give you.
Well,
that's
what
I give
you.
Thank you so much. And we are going to end this episode here today. Please tune in for a part 2 right after, because we're not done talking about the challenges we face dating in our prime years. And I have been your humble host, Silk, and I've been blessed to have my wonderful sister here with me today. We will catch you all next week. Y'all be safe.